Today is Tuesday, January 7th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I did my hair a little bit different today. I even forgot about it. So normally, I mess it up, and I do like a really messy... I mess it in the front. I don't know. I mean, a lot of you have seen me in person, so you know what I'm talking about, but I literally just mess it up in front and it's really crunchy and jelly and waxy and messed up. And instead today I brushed it kind of brushed it feathery to the side, almost like a young Justin Bieber. I wasn't going for that, but there isn't much I can do with my hair. And so I don't know. I've done it a few times before, but, it wasn't, you know, I don't know. It wasn't trying to be Justin Bieber, but, I just wanted to do something different and it looks softer. It doesn't look as crispity crunchity. And so I came in from work and I forgot that I had done it that way at all. And Mark goes, "What did you do to your hair?" Or like, he's like, "Did you not use any hairspray today? Or did you not whatever?" And I'm like, what are you talking about? Anyway, he's like, "Well, it's like Justin Bieber hair or something." I'm like, "Oh yeah." I'm like, "Oh yeah. I felt like doing something different this morning." And there's not much different that I can do. And so, you know, you do what you can do. Anyway, I said, "Does it look bad?" He's like, "No, it looks fine. But I was just wondering what you did because it looks different." So anyway, you're hearing a lovely train in the background. I never hear trains here. That's so funny. I don't even know. I didn't even know that we had a train track nearby. Excuse me. Anyway, so... How's everyone doing? I hope you're doing well. So we'll start by talking about it's not a New Year's resolution, but I got an email from Sam and I wanted to respond to her. And so she said, and I can't get my phone to open. So anyway, she, you know, sends me, she responds and, you know, says various things anyway to the podcast. And she says that it was what a great new year, new projects, back to routine episode. Go you. And she says that she's looking forward to. Well, anyway, first of all, I wanted to respond to that. So it wasn't really like a new project sort of plan for the new year. It was just I bought those shelves and, you know, I've been wanting to buy, it had really nothing to do with the new year. I've just been wanting to buy shelves for the garage because we had so many things just piling up in the garage and it was just, and some things, you know, really need to go in the garage. That we're not putting anything in the attic because we're renting and it's hard to get stuff out of the attic. And we have a small attic here anyway, so it wouldn't really hold much. And it's just stuff you don't want to bring inside and, you know, whatever. And some Pride 48 stuff that I don't have room for in the house, like the speakers that we use and stuff like that. And so I was like, you know, if I put shelves, I get them off they're not just piled up on top of each other. And even if we have a lot of junk out there, it looks a lot more organized. Well, after we, you know, added the shelves on the side, because, you know, now we've done two sets of shelves because I liked the first two so much we went back and bought two more. And I realized I had a bunch of old boxes that I've just been carrying around. And so, but the thing about me is I'm a procrastinator. So I'm not very good at it in general, but I find it's easier for me to complete a task if I separate it into smaller chunks and say I'm going to do this amount each day. It still doesn't work that well because I'm still a procrastinator and other things still come up. But even with practicing my trumpet, if I say, okay, I'm just going to practice one song a day, or I'm going to practice 10 measures a day, or, you know, whatever, I'm more likely to do it because it's like, okay, it's not this huge, big chunk of stuff that I have to do. And I think it's a brilliant way to do things. And I wish that I did it more and actually followed through with it, because a lot of times I'll start and then I won't follow through. And, you know, at the beginning, it'll go great. But, you know, then I won't follow through. So I'm trying to do a box a day. So the box that I started yesterday had so much scanning that needed to be done. And it's going to take me a week just to get through all the scanning. But I thought, okay, I'm still going to do a box every day, but I'm going to do a little bit of that one each night this week. So I may spend half an hour scanning documents. So when I came home for lunch today, I picked another box that was just old books. And I've really decided I'm going to start getting rid of most of the books in my life. Because, I mean, everything is pretty much digital now. And I will continue to buy books because I prefer reading books on paper. Like, I don't like to do Kindle. For some reason, it just doesn't feel right to me, and I don't get as much enjoyment. I know that may sound weird to some people, but I don't get as much enjoyment out of the book if it's on a Kindle. Now, some things I will be okay with an audiobook because I really do like the audio format, obviously being a podcaster. However, even that, if I really want to dig into a book and really get enjoyment out of it, I don't do an audiobook. I would only do an audiobook for stuff where, you know, I just want something to pass the time, but I don't really care too much about it. My fantasy books that I get, for the most part, I'm going to buy the actual book and then I'll throw it away or donate it or something afterwards. So anyway, that's just what I've decided that I enjoy in my life. I went through a period where I tried, but other than that, I'm trying to start getting rid of old books and just doing digital, especially my technology books, because there are so many tutorials online and blog posts and help videos on YouTube and stuff like that for all the various technology stuff that I do, that you really don't need a book anymore. You can just Google, how do you do XYZ, and then you'll find 5 different blog posts with instructions on how to do it. And I don't know if you guys have, any of you guys have ever bought technology books, but they're huge. They're massive and they're so heavy. And when you move a lot, or when you've moved a lot, they take up a lot of weight and a lot of space. So I picked a box that had a lot of that stuff in it, and I went through it all, and I just decided I was going to donate it. And I found out the local Goodwill does take books. And so I took a whole box on my way back to work of books, and I only kept about 2 books that I wanted to keep in my shelf. So I'm going to, you know, maybe tomorrow I'll find another one that's just books as well. And anyway, so I'm making progress. I did get my one box done today, but I need to do a little bit of scanning so that I make some progress towards yesterday's box. So I'll probably do that while we're watching TV later. And I've done okay on my diet today. Thank you for asking. And the other part of her email, she talks about she's looking forward to the June and August events, and she's interested in coming to New Orleans. We would love to have you in New Orleans. So anyone who, and she said, so Samantha mentioned, or Sam, Samantha, why did I just, because your email signature says Samantha. Anyway, Sam says, would it be weird having the token straight? No, Sam, there are other straight people who attend the event. Taffy is straight. Christina and Bob are straight. They attend quite often. TJ is straight. Nicole is straight. We have a lot of straight people who come to that event. You know, there are some things that you may or may not want to join in on, like Big Fatty's horror tour on that he does, going to all the seedy gay bars, you know, and stuff like that. But no, for the most part, for all parts, we are completely open to straight people. We love our straight allies. And Greg and his wife, you would love them. They're great people. And they're straight as well. So yeah, we have a lot of straight people. So yeah, come. Hopefully we'll know the dates soon and we'll be releasing that information. So I would look forward to meeting you. I don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but I realized that I had said to one of the listeners on Twitter he was coming out to his mom, and, you know, he said how nice it is that I'm out. And I just want to say, you know, at work, because I didn't elaborate on this very much. Yes, I'm out to my parents. I'm out to my family. I'm out to my friends, you know, and all that. But at work, I've kind of slipped back into the closet because I'm just not really friends with the people that I work with, and I don't feel comfortable sharing a lot about my life. And like, one of the guys I work with is a Mormon, and, you know, other people I work with are Indian, and I'm not sure how they are about the homos. And so I really just don't talk about it. So it's not that I'm in the closet, but I don't talk about it. So, and at church, I really can't, because who knows, I might get kicked out of the orchestra. So I'm not fully out. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.